Well, he's the executive vice president of the Giants on the business operations side, Mario Alioto, a great baseball fan and someone we love talking ball with. Mario, how are you?
Hey, Marty, how are you?
Doing fine.
Good to talk to you again.
No kidding. It is. We've been talking ball for a long time, but things are going on around the ballpark. And I must commend you guys, honestly, for your whole staff. The way the last year has been handled, it's really just unbelievable. But here we are. Games are back, 162. The team is playing great. And you have to comply with all these conditions. But things are loosening up a little bit, and I'm glad to have you on to talk about it.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, it's interesting. You think about a year ago, and we were hoping that we'd actually have a baseball season, and we were selling cutouts and getting ready for a 60-game season. But now to have real fans and, you know, back at Oracle Park, it's just exciting. It's just a sign that things are getting better. And plus, our team is fun to watch. I think everyone's – it's only been, you know, less than a month, and I think we're all pretty excited as to what we've seen so far.
What are the protocols that people have to go through? Because there are things happening, maybe this homestand, next homestand, that are going to impact how people get in the park and where they can sit. So I'd love to have you bring us up to date on that.
Sure. Well, as it is as of today, is in order to get into the ballpark, which actually is a very easy process, but you have to have a negative COVID test within 72 hours of the game, or be fully vaccinated. And in fact, over the first homestand, with all the fans that we checked coming into the ballpark, over 60% of our fans were vaccinated. So there's no doubt that as more and more people get vaccinated, it's easier to come to the ballpark. But what's really exciting is this past, you know, just a few days ago, the city and county of San Francisco has given us the green light to start to increase our capacity now up to a possibility of 50% as we get into the month of May. By having vaccinated only sections. So if you're fully vaccinated and you want to sit in a section with other folks who are fully vaccinated, and frankly, it's one opportunity where you can have more than four people. So if you want to have five or six friends, that's the area to go into. You can do that, a couple of days ago. So for this homestand, which is tonight, tomorrow, and the next three days against the Colorado Rockies, we have about 1,000 extra seats that we're able to increase for this particular homestand. However, as we get into the month of May, which is a very exciting month because we got the Padres and the Dodgers coming in and the Rangers, we'll be able to go much higher than that. Unfortunately, we can't go higher than that right now because we have, you know, our commitments to our season ticket holders. So, but if you want to sit in the vaccinated section only, you can go to sfgiants.com. That's for tonight's game, for tomorrow, for this week. And starting Monday at 10 o'clock, you'll be able to buy seats in those vaccinated areas for the games in the month of May. So it's exciting. I think the things are opening up, and it's really a positive sign, I believe, to everyone that we're kind of getting back to a normal life again. And I think that's just we're all excited about that.
Well, Mario Alioto with us. Mario, if I do my math, that's about 20,000 that you'll be able to put in at 50%. Am I right?
That's right. And if we have the ability to do that now, a big portion of that are seats that are vaccination only, which means, you know, there's no social distancing between seats. However, depending on demand, we may take some of those sections and move them into socially distanced seats, which means we would have more seats available, in that category, which would bring our overall capacity down. At the end of the day, what we're really concerned about is, or anticipating is, what is that demand going to be? The fact that you can sit in a vaccination section only for games now, but mainly for the month of May, you can start booking those at 10 o'clock on Monday. And if there's more demand for folks to sit, you know, not next to someone else, then we'll convert some of those sections into socially distant seats. So it's, the bottom line is our capacity is increasing, and it's time to come out to the ballpark, because as you and I have talked about in the past, baseball brings people together. It's springtime. We got a summertime, coming up with an exciting team, and come out to the ballpark, and it's kind of like the old days again.
Boy, interesting. Now, where are the vaccinated sections? If you know.
Yeah, for this homestand through Wednesday, most of them, because only what we had left because of our commitments to our season ticket members are mainly in the view level, and we have some out in bleachers in the outfield. However, for next month or for next homestand in May, we have vaccinated sections in 7 out of the 9 areas. You know, our ballpark right now is separated into 9 different areas of the ballpark. So I think it's 7 out of those 9 areas will have vaccination only sections. So Frank, for all intents and purposes, there'll be options throughout the ballpark if that's where you want to sit. So lower box or the bleachers or view level, you'll have those options. So it's more or less throughout the ballpark.
Now, attendance has been spotty so far. Is that good or bad, or is that expected?
Well, I don't know if I'd call it spotty. I think all of us think about where we've all been this last year. Mm-hmm. Our lives have changed. And I think fans, whether it's coming to a baseball game or going to a sporting event or going to a restaurant, we're all kind of, taking our time. We're all at different paces as to where our comfort level is. And, the fact that I think our capacity before we were able to increase it because of the vaccination only sections, I think it was 8,900. But that includes our comps and everything to our players. So I think overall, as you can tell, like tonight, I think we have over 8,000 tickets sold. So there's no doubt that comfort level is there for fans to come back to the ballpark. We've made a big point over the last several weeks convincing our fans the ballpark is safe. We have certain protocols in place. And when we did our surveys to our customers over the winter, the number one issue is the ballpark, is it a safe environment? And as we've got this program called FanSafe, and we're trying to do everything we can to convince fans it's easy to get into the ballpark, it's easy to buy tickets, it's easy to buy food, and it's a safe environment. So far, I'm sure you've been to the ballpark, our fans are very cooperative, and I was there the other night and walking through the concourse as people line up for food. Everyone is socially distanced, and I think everyone is respectful for where we are, but it's also this anxious feeling to get back to, what the ballpark feels like, which is cheering on your team, having a hot dog, and just having fun in the sun. And that's what Oracle Park has always been for all of us for the last 20 years. And I think there's no doubt that's where we're headed to now.
Yep, a little garlic fries and a crab sandwich, and you have your afternoon, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely.
That's easy. All right, the other night it was fun. Someone brought a rabbit, a bunny, into the ballpark, and of course it was all over TV, and it was the largest rabbit I've ever seen in my life. But it was really sort of comforting. It was a comfort animal. What was your take on it? What do you think?
Well, I saw that and I thought, wow, how did a rabbit get into the ballpark? But on the other hand, what's really interesting about it is think about how much attention that one rabbit got, it just solidifies the idea that coming to the ballpark is fun, and watching a ball game. And I've talked about this so many times before. Baseball is not like other sports. If you're going to a hockey game or a football game, you are intense on what's going on the field. Baseball is more, as you've always said, it's like poetry. It's more about the atmosphere. And there are so many people that talked about that rabbit that it just reinforces to all of us that it's fun coming to the ballpark. And I think for me, that's what it did. And there's just something, but that rabbit was probably the biggest rabbit I've ever seen. But I think the rabbit must have an agent by now, because it's gotten an incredible amount of attention over the last couple of days. But, I want to call it a rally rabbit, but the team's playing pretty well on its own, so I'm not quite sure we need the rally rabbit yet.
Well, I'm thinking 40,000 giveaways, not 32,000, but 40,000 rabbit giveaways.
Well, you never know. And believe me, every time I think of giveaways or bobbleheads, I think of Euros in my mind with 40,000 items. But, as you noticed, by the way, with giveaways, we haven't had any yet, because we kind of wanted to make sure our ballpark is safe and how we're going to hand things out. But I will say that, next homestand is Mother's Day weekend, the 8th and 9th, when we're playing the San Diego Padres. And we are going to do our first giveaway. It's 10,000 hats on both Saturday and Sunday. That'll be the first giveaway we've had all year. And as we get into June, July, and August, we'll start announcing some other promotions. But, I think as we got into April and May, the real goal was how do we operate the ballpark safely? How do we get fans back in the ballpark and to, before we start thinking about giveaways and bobbleheads? But I will say your favorite subject, We have 20,000 Mike Yastrzemski bobbleheads in our warehouse. They will be distributed at some point this summer, so we'll get them all out there for sure.
Just 20?
Well, we only had 20,000 because that was the plan last year. But
all right,
you know, when we do the Marty, when we do the Marty Lurie bobblehead, it has to be 40,000. That'll be a guarantee.
We did that once already, so it's about time I'm coming around for another one. Thanks to Russ Stanley, you know that, and Alan Beyer,
of course.
All right, very good. Pleasure to have Mario Alioto on, just to talk some ball with him. It reminded me of a story, you know, honestly, just a baseball story of the Chicago Cubs and the GOAT. You know, in 1945, right, when they're in the World Series, the bar owner across the street had a goat named Murphy, and it was named after the despised owner of the Cubs from the early 1900s. And here they are in the World Series, and he wants to bring the goat into Wrigley, and they won't let him bring the goat in, and he put a curse on the Cubs, said, "You'll never win another World Series." And, of course, it took them 75 more years to win a World Series. But it made me think of the rabbit and the goat, and I'm glad you let the rabbit in the park. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. If we didn't allow the rabbit in, we'd have bad luck, and we don't need that.
Yeah.
So,
no.
You know, the bunny may end up being the story of the year. We will see. You know, you just never know in this business. You always see something you never think you're going to see. And the other night with the bunny rabbit in the ballpark was definitely the first time I've ever seen that. That's for sure.
It was as big as Duffy's cat, you know, it was as big as Skeeter. But, you know, it made me think, and I'll talk to Bruce tomorrow about it. Bruce wrote a column about the different animals in the ballpark and Charlie Finley with the mule and all that. I remember a candlestick. Am I right or wrong? I don't know. There was the family section in right field. It was under the overhang. And underneath that area, which, of course, for football was moved around and everything else, there was a family of foxes living in there. Am I right? I kind of remember that.
I believe you are right. I do remember that. There was a family of foxes. There was a family of eagles in one of the light towers, I believe. And I don't know what else is crawling around that ballpark. But but I do remember that right field section because, you're right, it only got pulled out during football season. But, you know, it's funny. The further we get away from Candlestick, those memories start to come back, and but we had a lot of memories in that place, that's for sure.
It is amazing. You know, Mary, this season reminds me a little bit of 2010, and I've, really, this is only a month, but we've been down the road before that when things click, and of course it's an older team and health is so important, and you've got to integrate the young players in there as well as the season goes on. But it reminds me so much of 2010, where all of a sudden the pitching dominated in a league where offense had fallen off with all the strikeouts and everything else. Maybe it can happen again.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that because if you remember in 2010, you know, the team was an exciting team, but I believe in August we were 8 games out. And, mm-hmm. you know, all of a sudden things started to come together and it was a magical year. And again, it's been less than 1 month that we've been playing in 2021, but there's already something different about this team. There's some interesting players, some interesting characters, and they seem to be having fun. And I think that's a big part of, you know, as a fan too, not just as an employee of the team, but as a fan of baseball, when you see a team having fun on the field, that tells you something good is going on. Plus, you know, as you mentioned, we have all these shutouts, and on the other hand, we're scoring runs. So, and you know, you are the best at telling the story. It's a long road; it's a marathon, not a sprint. But we will see what happens this year. But I think over the last several years, and I will take 2010 as a perfect example. Anything can happen, and you just never know. But I got to say that the best part so far about this year is we're playing again, and mm-hmm. there are fans in the ballpark. It's starting. I mean, I feel like we're. I mean, there's something about when baseball starts in the springtime, we all just feel this renaissance that baseball's back and sunshine's out and summer is upon us. But there's something different and more special this year because of what we've all been through as baseball fans, as citizens, as family folks. I mean, it's just been a very tough year, but now we're on the way back. And that's why I'm just encouraging fans, you know, to come back up to the ballpark. We're having it's been easy to get into the ballpark. It's fun. This is a fun team. If you're not sure who the players are, we have the names on the back of the jerseys. And I know that's, Marty, that's your favorite subject. But with these vaccination sections, I mean, our capacity is increasing. And with the city allowing us to increase capacity, that to me is a sign that we are on the road to recovery. And I just encourage you to go to sfgiants.com and look at, you know, we're home through Wednesday, but look at next month. And we got Mother's Day, we got the Dodgers. I mean, the Padres are a team to watch. And so just plan ahead, because it's, you know, you've got to get a COVID test or a vaccination. But on the other hand, it's easy to do. And as all of us can, you know, as our vaccination rates get higher and higher, just come out to the ballpark and have some fun. And I will mention one other thing, too, because there's been a lot of talk about the food at the ballpark. And, you know, over the last couple of days, we now have a green light to walk up to concession stands, and, you know, and just like we did last year. So concession stands are open. Yes, you can order on your phone and pick up your food if you like, but you can also just walk around the concourse now and get a hot dog. So it is pretty much back to normal. And, you know, regardless of what you think or what you feel or what you hear, the reality is it's easy to get to ballpark. We're having fun. So come on out and enjoy this, because this is why we're baseball fans. This is why we're passionate about what we do, because it's fun to be out there. And that's why when you come to the ballpark, you'll see these huge signs that just say welcome home, because it's a home to so many of us. And this could be one of those fun, magical years.
Well, you got the best chef in baseball, Chef T, I'll tell you that.
That's true.
He is. Chef T is a Met fan. We know that, but he's still the best chef in baseball. We love him. Chef Toussaint Potter. John Miller said something the other day, and we do the talk back. Bill's going to do it tonight. I'll do it tomorrow. But John said something last week, which is so true, because I was talking about the games. The games have been terrific. Games have been exciting. But what made it even more exciting, having the fans in the ballpark, I don't care how many there are, if there's 8,000, that sounds like 30,000. Having the fans back, it's changed the landscape.
Yeah, I think it has. I think the players feel it, and frankly, I think the fans feel it. There's something to be back in the park, because we've had so many memories there. And, you know, it's like, how many players that we've seen or heard be interviewed over the last several days that say, what a difference when you're, I mean, nothing against the cutouts, but you know, they look fun, and it was a fun promotion, but it's not the same as hearing, you know, real live humans cheering for you on the field. And, you know, I mean, we know what Giants fans are. We're a different breed, and we can be loud when we have to be loud. And I think there's a real appreciation. You know, Marty, just like we've already said, when you don't have something for a while, you realize how much you appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And not being able to come to the ballpark this last year took a toll on a lot of us. And, you know, all of our lives have changed. But now when you realize how much that we've all missed it, to be able to come back and walk through Willie Mays Plaza, to see the grass, to smell the garlic fries, it kind of reminds you that, you know what, life is good again. And so I just encourage you, if you've been thinking about it, come on out, because, I mean, yeah, we still have certain rules. You got to wear a mask and, you know, while you're in their seats. But it's worth it. It is worth it, and players appreciate it. And this is a fun team to watch. So with our increased capacity, and with the Dodgers coming, with the Padres coming next homestand, it is the time to come out and see what this is all about. Because I think there's a story that when we're talking in September, we're going to look back and say, you remember when we were talking about in April, this team ended up creating some unbelievable memories for all of us. So let's see what happens. And by the way, our other subject I wanted to hit on is, as you know, our legend Willie Mays is turning 90.
Correct.
On May 6th. Which is, you know, it's like, you know, sometimes we take for granted, you know, our celebrities and our legends, if you will. But Willie is part of the Giants. He's at the ballpark all the time. He's turning 90 on May 6th. Although the team is not home, we do hope and plan on doing something really special for him on Friday night, May 7th. I think it's Friday night, May 7th. So Willie hasn't been to the ballpark yet this season, but he'll be coming out. And but I mean, think about that, 90 years old for Willie Mays, and all the things that you and Bruce were talking earlier about, you know, the history of this game. You know, Willie's ours, and he's part of who we are, and he's at every game, you know, normally. So I can't wait to wish him a 90th, you know, birthday, because it's a pretty special.
He just got a big award. Yeah, Baseball Digest gave him their first annual Lifetime Achievement Award, the first of, and there were a lot of people who are eligible. And he got it, so that's really a very significant award for him. All right, last question. What'd you do with the cutouts? Where's my cutout?
Well, you know, boy, it was not easy getting those cutouts out of the ballpark, but I would say a majority of our fans wanted their cutouts. So we sent them back to the fans. We have a few that I think are still stacked up here and there in different parts of the ballpark. But it's amazing how many holiday cards we saw this year with fans with their family photos with cutouts in the holiday cards. So, it's interesting. At the time we thought about the whole cutout idea, some of us, including me, thought, well, it's a crazy idea. We can't do that. And I'm so glad we did it because, you know, it just shows that fans want to have fun with this business and in this game that they love. And if you look around, I think I told the story once before, but the one day that I came back to the ballpark this summer, a bunch of us volunteered to take the cutouts out of their seats and send them back because the fans wanted them sent back to them. So I had a bunch of orders I had to fill out. Well, one of my orders, there was four. I had to go to four different parts of the ballpark for one fan, and I cut all the ties, all the ties and everything, and it was four cutouts that went to one address, four dogs. So people love their pets, and it's amazing how many dogs and cats were part of that cut of, that people sent for their cutouts. So we talked earlier about the bunny, and now we think about fans and their dogs and their pets. It's amazing how many dogs witnessed 30 games at home last year at Oracle Park. So, funny. You know what? It's all fun, but I'm sure glad we have real fans back this, now that we have a new season starting.
I'm hoping that my cutout is in Russ Stanley's office. I'm hoping that
We will make sure you get your cutout for sure. Know that.
Right. Hey, great to talk with you. Great to talk ball with you. There's so much more we can talk about, but you're such a part of San Francisco Giants baseball history. And North Beach and everything else. So I'm glad for you. What a challenging year! But you're back working at the park, I take it now, right?
Yeah, I'm not there right now, but I will be there tonight. And we're all kind of getting back to back to the routine of being at the ballpark all the time. And good. You know what? My parting message is to your listeners is we all love the Giants. Come on out and enjoy this ballpark because we have so many memories from the past. But now it's time to create some new memories for 2021, and it can be one of those special years. So go to SFGiants.com, get vaccinated, or show your proof of negative COVID test, and it's easy to get in and get a hot dog and a beer, and let's have some fun.
Yeah, I like it when they win, and it gets close to the end when you get real nervous. I like that.
That's part of the deal, of course.
I like that. You're the most nervous guy in the park when it looks like something good's going to happen.
Well, it's you know what, I was born nervous, I guess, but I also just love what I do. I love the Giants, and I love we've all been so lucky to be in this business, and I include you in that because I've talked about that before, and sometimes you got to pinch yourself that we get to do this, for a living, and. So when it's taken away from you, it really affects you. But now it's back, so let's go back and create some more memories for everyone. All right?
Mario, thanks so much. Have a great night, and I look forward to seeing you.
Thanks, Marty.
Okay, anytime. Mario Alioto. Boy, great baseball. That's good baseball with him.